Concours Agricom 2009, épreuve orale d'anglais. Texte numéro 11. A month without plastic. I am giving up plastic for the whole of August. By this I mean not buying or accepting anything which contains plastic or is packaged in plastic. So no takeaway coffees, bottles of water or pre-packed sandwiches. I'll be forsaking punnets of strawberries and packs of chicken, supermarket milk and bottled cleaning products, and switching to reusable nappies for my toddler. I will, however, be keeping the plastic I already own, but even so, it's going to be very difficult. Durable, versatile, lightweight, hygienic, cheap and strong, synthetic plastic is arguably one of the most useful inventions of the last century. It is essential in medical equipment, technology, and thousands of devices which have improved our standard of living. But those very same attributes of durability and cheapness make plastic one of the most pervasive forms of waste on the planet. Evidence of our failure to deal with plastic rubbish is everywhere, from bulging landfill sites and countryside litter in the UK to a toxic plastic soup swilling around the middle of the North Pacific, thousands of miles from continental land. The UN Environment Programme estimates that there are 46,000 pieces of plastic litter floating in every square mile of ocean on Earth. Some marine scientists believe that microscopic plastic fragments in the ocean can soak up pollutants that may then get passed up the food chain into fish and ultimately humans. I'm as guilty as anyone of treating this useful resource as utterly disposable. I do try to remember to take reusable bags to the shops, and I drop my bottles into the recycling bag, which the council collects every week. But I, like almost everyone else in the UK, junk the vast majority of plastic that comes into my home. I've kept a month's worth of my plastic waste to use as a barometer for my month of abstinence. It isn't pretty. 603 items, including 36 carrier bags, 67 food packaging bags and films, such as bread bags and cheese wrappers, 23 polystyrene teacups with lids and 24 coffee cup lids, 15 fruit punnets and vegetable trays, 13 yogurt pots, 16 water bottles, 10 milk bottles, 7 juice bottles and 2 toothbrushes. Nationally, we throw away 58 billion items, 1.5 million tonnes of household plastic packaging a year, according to the government-funded Waste and Resources Action Programme, or WRAP. And it's growing annually by 2 to 5%. And yet we used to manage without all this plastic. In the 1950s, less than 5 million tonnes of plastic was produced worldwide. Today, it is closer to 100 million tonnes. But our lifestyles have changed too. We no longer shop for groceries every day. Many more women go out to work and fewer meals are eaten or prepared at home. If plastic in general, and plastic packaging in particular, is all about facilitating our current way of living, will I have to return to the labour-intensive shopping patterns of previous decades to complete my non-plastic mission? I'm about to find out. Fin du texte numéro 11.